Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah seemingly is discussing a halacha in, let's say, again, to Maseches Chagiga, but Agavur Chaverton Nizbayer, one of the most profound nekudos in the Hishtalshalos of Teresh Baal Peh, of Gans Mishnayis and Gemara and Kol HaTerekul, the way we have it from the Tanoim and Amiroim, and that is that when you look at the Shalshalos HaYuchsin, the Shalshalos HaDoris in Mesiris HaTerim, Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, Mesor LeYeshua, Zkenim, Neviim, Anshe Knesset Gdoila, the Mesiris is always defined as one body. For the first time, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was Shimon HaTzadik, Hoyim Mishiori, Anshe Knesset Gdoila, and that's the Mishnah quotes what he said, Hu Hoya Omer. And then the Mishnah brings, after Shimon HaTzadik, is Antignos Ish Tzoychoi. Then after that, there's a new Toifah. The Maral speaks about this a lot in Derech Chaim, in his Pirush on Ovois. Is that from now on, as you read this HaDeiros, and instead of there being one face to Mesirus HaTorah, there's two. Mikan Ve'elech, there's a reality of a dual Mesirus HaTorah. And this is what's called the Tkufas HaZugois. Yosi ben Yeze and Yosi ben Yochanan is the first door, Yeshua ben Prachio, Yehuda ben Tabai, I'm sorry, Nita Arbeli is the second door, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shotach is the third door, Shmaev Avtalion is the fourth door, and then there's Hillel and Shammai. These Zugois means that the door wasn't yet, there was Yeridus Adaris, wasn't any more on the door, on the Madrega, where there's a Yechidius, where there's a complete unity. When there isn't a complete unity, when there isn't any more that echod, it's sort of reflective how much the Rebbeinu Shlomo is echod. We'll say this on a deeper level, the way the Maral says it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is echod, and now we understand that since Yisrael v'raisa v'kud shabichu chadhu, is that when all of Torah is clear and it's all unanimous, the Pshaz, that's a representation, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only voice that's listened to. When all Chachmi Yisrael are in complete agreement and they all have the same shittas, so then there's a certain level of achdus, of unity. I don't mean achdus in a simple sense. I mean achdus on a hasoga level. Yisrael also, the fact that there's many minhagim and Klal Yisrael is not living in one place, right? We say in davening ato echad v'shimcho echad, umi ka'amcho Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. They're all the same. The ato echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu achdus ha'bayrei, v'shimcho echad, your presence is echad, is all one mitzius. Umi ka'amcho Yisrael, Klal Yisrael being tzebrekel, the korb pizurein v'bin ha'goyim, is a tefillah for the his achdus of Klal Yisrael. So the period of Chachmei Yisrael is a cataclysmic event in the history of Klal Yisrael. It's a descent into Golus. The second bias was as that interim period where Klal Yisrael was preparing for the long Golus that we're still in. And part of that Hachonah, the Maral says, was the fact that there was a need for Zugois. And then after that, once we get to the end of that, then there's a Ribui. There's Beshamai, Beshillo with a complete break between the two. It's two different Bati Midrashim. And there's Machloikesim. The very first Machloikes started, when does Torah become not anymore Echod? When there are different Shittas. Now the truth of the matter is that there's a Ribui HaTorah in the fact there's Machloikesim. What would our life look like if we wouldn't be able to discuss what does Rebbe Kiva hold, what does Rebbe Tafin hold, what does Beshamai hold, what does Bezil, what does Abai hold, what does Rava hold, what does Rabba hold, what does Rav Huna hold, what does the Rambam hold, what does the Ravid hold, what does Rebbe Kiva hold, what does the Ketzoyis hold? That's all the chelik of our Torah. That's the adram, the lahagdol Torah lahadira. But it's coming from an akudas hachoshech where the echod of Klal Yisrael, and the echod of Chachmei HaTorah, and the echod of Torah is obscured. That's what creates machloikis. There's even a Megillah's Tainus on the day that Beis Hillel and Beshamai had a major machloikis, the sugi in the beginning of Shabbos, and there was a tremendous argument and things got heated between the two Bati Midrashim, is a Yom Tainus and Megillah's Tainus. It's a day of Choshech v'Klal Yisrael. So in this Mishnah, we have the first Machlokes in the history of Chachmei HaTorah, and it started together with the Zugos because the two really, Chachmei HaTorah and Torah, going into a more stative period is really the same idea. Yosef ben Yeezer, Oymer Shaloy Lismoich. Here's where the Machlokes was. The shaila was making smicha, every carbon yochid, except for a few carbonas, b'chor, ma'isa, pesach, they're different. But all other carbonas, shlomim, chatos, oila, osham, all have where the bal ha-carbon is semich on the carbon. Torah says that way in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra. Now, optimally, smicha is supposed to be done right before the shchita carbon. Tekef l'smicha shchita, the Gemara says. V'somach v'shochat. However, there's a gzerim in there, one shouldn't use balei chayim, because one, if one uses a balei chayim, one rides on a balei chayim, you're going to rip a branch off the tree in order to control the behemoth. Because the Chazal asked all shemesh with balei chayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here you have Yom Tov, you have karbonis of a yochid. It's never again on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there are no karbonis of a yochid. All there are is just karbonis ha-tzibur. But karbon ha-yochid that's brought, karbon chagiga, or karbon ha-losui, according to the shita that's brought on Yom Tov, would be brought l'chayra, one should have to do the smicha, but there's an issur d'rabbanan on being samach b'chol koicha, is the same as riding a behemah. So you can't do it on Yom Tov. Machlokes over here whether they would doicha the issur d'rabbanan of ishnapshus b'balchai in order to be mekayim the mitzvah smicha tekev l'shchit, or they said to be samach before Yom Tov. Yaisim b'yezah oimeh shaloi l'smoich, Yaisim bin yaychanan oimeh l'smoich. That was the first door. Yeshua ben Prachi Amish Aloy Lismoich, Nita Habeli in the second door Amaloy Lismoich. Of these two, it's Mavur and Pirkei Avos that one was the Nossi and one was the Av Bezdin, Nevi Dor. Yehuda ben Tamei Amish Aloy Lismoich, Shemeshatach Amal Lismoich. Shmai Amal Lismoich, Avtalion Amish Aloy Lismoich, Hillel Menachem Lenechliku. It's an interesting piece that many, very many people don't know. Originally, the Nossi was Hillel. Hillel, by the way, was the first one in which the Nesius was institutionalized into a hereditary, like a Malchus based David Azah, that went from father to son. Before him, the Nesius was, there were two heads of the of Klal Yisrael, two heads of the Sanhedrin. The heads of the Sanhedrin are heads of Klal Yisrael. There's no political leadership in Klal Yisrael. The heads of the Sanhedrin were the Av Bezna and the Nasi. And the Nesius became eventually, from Hillel and on, a form of Malchus, and they filled that role of being the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the political as well as the Ruchniyistik and Manigim of Klal Yisrael. Now, Mami Pano explains that Klal Yisrael took another descent, because Hillel is already Bimei Hordis, and Heyois, the Malchus of the Chashmonoim, was eradicated, and the Malchus that was in Eretz Yisrael was the Malchus of Hordis HaRasha. So because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom did a special chesed that he institutionalized. The Chachmas Sanhedrin had the koyach, and they had the foresight to institutionalize the Nesius, that Klal Yisrael should have a form of leadership. That leadership is necessary to the survival of Klal Yisrael. When we lost that Nesius, hundreds and hundreds of years later, after Churban HaBayis, there was also a tremendous descent. The last Nasi from that line that came from Hillel was the last Nasi with which there was a Sanhedrin of Smuchim. The calendar that we have for all time comes from there. After that, we don't have a Bezin of Smuchim. We don't anymore have a direct chain of transmission of Torah, of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, Ish mi pi Ish, from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have our Sforim, we have our Rabbeim, we have Yishayim Machreinim, but we don't have any more the institution of Smicha. So these are all Madregos in Yeridus Adoris. So the original duo over here was Hillel as the Nasi, and the Av Bezna is Menachem. The Gemara has a whole discussion. What does it mean, Yotze Menachem? The Gemara says even one shita that Menachem was obviously one of the Gedolei Dor was Yotze L'Tarbus Ro, which is a chiddush, because the Gemara says over here in the sugis, one of the sugis in the Inyan of Pardis that we mentioned in the last Mishnah, with our Boshen Nichnesu the Pardis, and the Gemara says a loshen Echod. There were one of the Chachom that went to Tarbus Ro, and that was Elisha ben Avuya, Acher. It's not Mashma that there was somebody else. The Menachem, one of the Gedolei Dor, one of the Gehelige Tanoim, it's mentioned over here in the Mishnayis, should have been Yotze L'Tarbus Ro, but the Gemara brings such a Shita. The other Shita, which seems to be more Niskabel, the Rav brings it over here, is that Yotze Menachem Lavoides HaMelech, which is also hard to believe. One of the Gedolei Dor, now he went to work for the, he ran for senator, Kiviyochel, he became a minister. So what they bring down, the Tveres Yisrael brings from Josephus, from Sefer Yosefun, that Menachem had a hatova by Hordis because he said Baruch HaKadosh, he told Hordis that he would be a melech. So Hordis drafted him, And the reason why he accepted the position of shtadlanus, of being an askin, was in order for Faket to do for Klal Yisrael, to be able to mitigate whatever rishus hordis had in store for Klal Yisrael, and vice versa. He was able to accomplish some things. That's why he took the position. Similar to what we have by Mordechai HaYehudi in the Megillah, that is Rotzi L'Roi V'Echol. And the Gemara says in Megillah, L'maisa, he went down in stature in the Sanhedrin, because L'maisa, he was busy with other things besides Torah. The reason why he did it was not for position or for power or for covet or for money. He did it because he was Rotzi L'Roi V'Echol, Dorish Tev L'Amoi. He ratavit Klal Yisrael. So this Menachem was the same thing. Yotza Menachem Nichne Shammai. Shammai Oim Eshaloi L'Smoich. Shammai and Hillel, like we pointed out before, is not just the Zugais, they're the end of Tkufas HaZugais, but they're the first of a complete break where in the next door, Hillel and Shammai are only Yechidim. The next door, there's a base Hillel and a base Shammai, and the machloikis in base Hillel and base Shammai are already major machloikis in. There are many machloikis in Hillel and Shammai, there are a few machloikis in, that we have in Maseches Idyos. But Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai already have many machlokes. And already at that point, the Yeridus HaDoros was such that there was a complete pirud. And from that point on, machlokes is a fact of life. Not machlokes in a bad sense, but machlokes of not having a day or achidah ben Chachmei Yisrael. That becomes part of our Lahagdol Torah L'Adira, but it was created by the Choshech of Galuth. Now the Mishnah finishes up, HaRishonim Hayu Nesiim. The first of each one of these groups, of these Zugois, was the Nasi. Ushniim lohem of his bezin. The Mashmos in the Mishnah is that the Av Bezin, when the Mefarshim explained, the Av Bezin wasn't as great as the Nasi. He was the second in command. The Nasi, the Av Bezin. So when we look at our list, L'chera, Hillel is clearly the Nasi. We explained this before. Menachem is the Av Bezin. Yotze Menachem, Nichne Shammai, Shammai was the Av Bezin. But then the Mishnah, instead of putting Hillel first, like Hillel and Menachem, puts Shammai, Oimer, Hillel Oimer. That's a little bit of a horror. So as Ken Zayin, that the same way we have Maimer of Chazal in Mishnah's Idiyas, all the Mishnah's that mention Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel always say Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Hillel Oimrim. Why Beis Shammai first? The Halach is like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said over the day of Beis Shammai first, that was their anova, their submission, that they said over the Das HaCholkim before they quoted their own day. Says Kenzan that as soon as we come to Shammai and Hillel, then we step into that way of speaking. The Tanoim worded it Shammai v'Hillel, not Hillel the Shammai. Now what's interesting is the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, in terms of greater, Beis Shammai is considered greater Talmid Chacham than Beis Hillel. The Halacha is like Beis Hillel, Basco. The Gemara says at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, Basco Yotze declared Halacha ke Beis Hillel b'chol mokum neshem rubim. But as far as the greater L'cher Beis Shammai. So I don't know what that means, L'gabi Shammai v'Hillel. In Sfarim Shtei the Remez that Hillel and Shammai is Bedugmas Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe is connected to Tereshu b'Chsav, Aaron's brought in the Sfarim connected to Tereshu b'Al Peh, has something to do with Hillel and Shammai. I don't know what that means in terms of greater or not. V'Akabonim, for all time, Shammai and Hillel go together. So over here, Shammai is quoted before Hillel. Mishneh Gimel. Over here we have a Machloikis that we already spoke about in Perek Aleph. And that the Shaila is, what's Doicha Yom Tov? So the Mishnah is going to also quote the Psalm of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Also, Biyachas L'Divrei Rabbi Sam, Shammai and Hillel, that we just had in the previous Mishnah, but the Mishnah is Moisiv. The Ikim Achleikis of his Machleikis, not Hillel and Shammai, but Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But they'll also add their Shittas L'Gabi Smichim. The Machleikis is about what's Doicha Yom Tov, or what's mutter on Yom Tov l'gabei akrovas karbonis. Stam to bring karbonis, if it's a korban tzibur, and it's a korban sheha, not only tzibur, but the zman is kavua, then it's doicha shabbos Yom Tov. That's the rule of thumb. However, a korban yochid is never brought. The only korban that l'chayu could be brought on Yom Tov is only a korban that goes under the heading of eichel nefesh. Now l'chayu, every korban, Shlomim is Eichel Nefesh, and every carbon oil is not Eichel Nefesh. Even the carbon Shlomim is not so poshut. We have to, you can't just say Stam say it's Eichel Nefesh. It has to be that it's Eichel Nefesh, but it's also Chayvis Hayoim. The fact that it's Eichel Nefesh, a regular carbon Shlomim, you wouldn't be allowed to bring. The Dorim and the Dovis, that's the way we had it in Perek Aleph. It's only the Shlomim of Shalmi Chagiga, which is a Chayvis Hayoim and Eichel Nefesh, that Beis Shammai holds, is you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Yomim, Mevi and Shlomim, like Shammai, their Rebbe, they hold that ain't semchin aleim. Aval oilos, oilos we are not, because oilos there's no oichal nefesh. It's kol al mizbeach. Ubeisil loimrim mivin shlomim, shlomim for sure. But even oilos, why? Because the carbon oilos we are, the ikur's man is yom tov rishon. Comes out the Torah defined that as the first day. It's always going to be on yom tov. A regular carbon shlomim and a regular carbon oilo. That Nidorm Nidav Savadi can't bring. It's only the Shami Chagiga, like the Shami also agrees to, and also the Karbon El Sriya, which is Manam Kavua over there, and again, like Hill, their Rebbe, they hold the same Chin Aleihem.